During the 1960s and 1970s, NASA famously sent Apollo astronauts to explore the moon, while the Soviet Union launched more than 24 robotic lunar probes. Then, for more than a decade, the moon was essentially ignored. But in recent years, several nations and even some private companies have sent robotic probes to the moon. In 2009, a lunar orbiter from India carrying a NASA instrument discovered evidence for water ice in permanently shaded craters near the lunar poles. More recently, two Chinese missions have returned samples from the moon, including the first ever rocks from the once unknown far side of the moon, which can never be seen from Earth. Why is there such high interest in the moon again? There are many reasons. The moon could be a training ground for exploring deeper space, for example, missions to Mars. There are potentially valuable lunar resources, such as helium-3, which in the future may be used for generating clean electricity by nuclear fusion. Astronomers could build large radio telescopes on the far side of the moon, which is shielded from radio interference from Earth. Early lunar exploration showed that the moon contains a superb record of early solar system history, but there are still gaps in our geologic knowledge of the moon. Geologists want to fill those gaps. And the moon may be destined for astrotourism. You can even reserve a lunar hotel room now for $250,000 through a company called GRU Space. But most importantly, we humans are destined to explore. Returning to the moon and exploring the moon will be a grand adventure. Some exciting lunar missions are happening in 2026. These include NASA's Artemis II mission, during which four astronauts plan to loop around the moon on a 10-day journey. Private companies Blue Origin and Astrobotic intend to land robotic probes near the lunar South Pole. Firefly Aerospace, having successfully landed a lunar probe in 2025, plans to land a robotic probe on the far side of the moon. And China will try to land a robotic probe near the lunar South Pole and use a rocket-powered drone to explore for water ice. Before 2030, both the United States and China plan to land astronauts on the moon. Unlike the Apollo missions of more than 50 years ago, 21st century lunar exploration likely will establish permanently crewed bases and even space stations orbiting the moon. When we gaze at the moon in the future, we'll contemplate that we humans have extended our reach to Earth's nearest celestial neighbor. Perhaps this will be our first step toward making human life interplanetary. Music written and produced by Kenny Mihalich. Western Slope Skies is produced by the Colorado Mesa University Astronomy Club, the Western Slope Dark Sky Coalition, and KVNF Community Radio. This feature was written and voiced by Art Trevina.
To hear more Western Slope Skies episodes, subscribe to the Western Slope Skies podcast in your favorite podcast player. Visit kvnf.org for more information.